Another challenge is making sure that the materials are being reliably and independently consumed by the students, and they're coming to class prepared. This can be incentivized by closely tying in-class work assignments to the content that's being delivered online, and can often be tracked with learning platforms. Finally, one of the biggest challenges to blended learning is that it really changes the role of the teacher to that of a coach, and puts students in the driver's seat of their own learning, teaching them how to think as well as what to learn. This shift is an important one, and requires buy-in from both the teacher and the student to be successful. When it's done right, though, blended learning can lead to a much more enjoyable and effective learning experience for both parties. Alright, so as a quick recap, blended learning combines online resources with in-person instruction. And one type of blended learning is the flipped classroom, where students consume their lecture resources at home and spend class time doing in-class activities. This allows the teacher to change from a passive sage on the stage to a more active guide on the side, facilitating a student-focused learning model.